all these Portuguese titles well, but that's how it reads to me. Testemunhos de Aonte, a fantastic LP. I think it has a reissue, or it is about to be reissued soon. But all of the tracks are actually fantastic. And Samba Minhamba is also one of these young groups of guerrilla fighters who were able to do recording sessions between two guerrilla battles. They play more a kind of rock, pop music, and they were clearly fans of reverbs and of playing with soundscapes or with their electric guitars. It's also a fantastic track, Juliala, that I selected as the last track for the Guinea-Bissau selection. So I hope you enjoy it, because then we will move to Cabo Verde, which, despite its size as a couple of small islands, has had a fantastic output in music with a strong link to Europe and to Holland in particular. But more of that later. Enjoy these last three tracks of Guinea-Bissau.
ladrón ten na terra, se droga ten na terra, se prostitutas ten na terra. Miria de esquadra, nem de mata cadalinho cristal. Se ladrón ten na terra, se droga ten na terra, se prostitutas ten na terra. Miria de esquadra, nem de mata cadalinho cristal. E cadê o estaleiro, é ladrão de bromar. E secretaria, por capitão, ladrão de bom. Ladrão de tabanca. E cadê o estaleiro, é ladrão de bromar. E secretaria, por capitão, ladrão de bom. Ladrón de tabanca, de burro de caquilla, hoy en avanto de Europa. Lumbucu que macosta, ladrón de tabanca, de burro de caquilla, hoy en avanto de Europa. Si ladrón ten la terra, se droga ten la terra, si prostitutas ten la terra. Na qualquer razão, evolução canaia anda bem. Se ladrão tem na terra, se droga tem na terra, se prostitutas tem na terra. Na qualquer razão, evolução canaia anda bem.
Thank you.
Our final destination is Cabo Verde. As I told before, a small group of islands to the west coast of Africa that was largely inhabited before the Portuguese set foot on them and started colonizing them. So also there the population is a mix of descendants of Portuguese colonizers and Africans that were mostly brought there as slaves to work in sugarcane and agricultural plantations controlled by the Portuguese. There is, of course, a very close historic relationship between Cabo Verde and Guinea-Bissau, because both of the countries actually had the ambition of forming one unity shortly after independence. The independence war, that was, of course, a very bloody war, as in all former Portuguese colonies, and which was led by Amilcar Cabral and his Partido de Independencia, Partido Africano por la Independencia de Guinea-Bissau e Cabo Verde, the PAIGC, which was already established in the 50s and started his rebellion against Portuguese colonial rule throughout the 60s to gain formal independence, actually in 1975, the time after, like I said, the Anhir Revolution in Portugal, where the right-wing Salazar regime was overthrown and where most of Portugal's African colonies gained independence. Amilcar Cabral himself was already assassinated in 1973, so he could not see the independence of Guinea-Bissau and Cabo Verde, but his half-brother Luis Cabral became the first president of Cabo Verde in 1975. And there was still this hope for a unity between the two countries, but after a political coup in Guinea-Bissau in the 1980s, Cabo Verde started to follow his own path, and so the idea of forming a unity between the two countries was actually given up. And well, both of them went their own ways, both with socialist regimes that lasted until, like in most of the countries, till the collapse of the Soviet Union in the 90s. But Cabo Verde, despite his small size and a very small number of inhabitants, had a very prolific musical scene and a very prolific musical output that was much influenced, of course, by Portuguese folk music and, more importantly, by the fado music and African rhythms. And the first two tracks that I have selected are two tracks from the two foremost musical genres of Cabo Verde, which are the morna and the coladeira. The morna, which is actually the closest to fado, which are very tragical lament songs singing about longing and lost loves, and which have really this kind of melancholic feeling to it. And the coladeira, which is a bit more up-tempo and more danceable. The first track is by Luis Moraes, who is definitely one of the great figures of Cabo Verdean music, both as a composer, as a musician, playing a lot of instruments like the saxophone, trumpet. And this track is from his terrific LP, Fantasia. It's called Amor, and it's in the classical Cabo Verdean morna style. The second song is from Bana, which is, I think, next to Cesária Évora, the most famous musicians from Cabo Verde, and it is from his one of his debut LPs, Pensamento e Segredo. It's called Mansidão.
Tem um perfume que tá fazendo sonhar. Boca Espírito Santo, minha altar. Tem um perfume que tá fazendo sonhar. Porque Espírito Santo minha alta, os olhos pretos tá fazendo cuidar. A mim se vou amar um prazer, outro Jesus. Os olhos pretos tá fazendo cuidar. A mim se vou amar um tá morrer na mão. Vou ao tempo de quem querer muito. Vou ao tempo de quem crê da você. Vou ao tempo de quem crê muito. Vou ao tempo de quem crê da você. Abri vos braços, vou prender na boa cruz. Pra mim vou é Cristo, na vou falar. Abri vos braços, vou prender na boa cruz. Pra mim vou é Cristo, na vou falar. Fazendo cuidar, a mim se vou amar, um tá ser outro Jesus. Os outros pretos, tá fazendo cuidar, a mim se vou amar, um tá morrer na mar.
Afronta na esterra, vai esmos na sarana, em jorbo sociano se segor, vamos que esmos tá na Waldemar, em jorbo sociano se segor, vamos que esmos tá na Waldemar. Boca do sinho este, vai engana quem crê, nota livra trasteira, pra te botar nos caldeira. Boca do sinho este, vai engana quem crê, nota livra trasteira, pra te botar nos caldeira. O desgraçado largando a mão, vai embora, bote-me em paz. Olhe aquela coisa que está a falar, por causa de nós, macidão. Olhe aquela coisa que está a falar, por causa de nós, macidão. Boca do sim este, vai enganar quem tem. Não tá livre da trasteira, pra que boca nos caldeira. Boca do sim este, vai enganar quem tem. Não tá livre da trasteira, pra que boca nos caldeira. Afronta na esterra, vai esmos na sarana, tem jorbo sotianos de segor, vamos que esmos tá na Waldemar, tem jorbo sotianos de segor, vamos que esmos tá na Waldemar. Boca do sim este, vai engana quem crê, não tá livre da rasteira, vai te borca nos caldeira. Boca do sim este, vai engana quem crê, não tá livre da rasteira, vai te borca nos caldeira. O desgraçado largando a mão, vai embora, bote-me em paz. Olhe aquela coisa que está a falar, por causa de nós, macidão. Olhe aquela coisa que está a falar, por causa de nós, macidão.
So we've listened to Morna, we've listened to Coladeira, and now it's time, of course, for the third most important musical genre of Cabo Verde, which is the Funana. the Funana, the dancing music of the very popular dancing music that is still played in all the bars of Cabo Verde to this day, and which was a musical genre that was actually forbidden under Portuguese colonial rule, because the dancing and the body moves that people made were seen as indecent and too sexy, and for Catholic Portugal this was something that could not be tolerated. But of course, after colonial rule of Portugal ended, the Funana scene exploded with all the musicians playing Funana music and having all the dancing venues playing it again. Of course, it didn't disappear during the colonial rule, but then it was more forced into the underground scene, and it couldn't be played at radio and at concert venues, and all of this changed, of course, after independence. One of the most important musicians of Cabo Verde in general and of Funana music in particular was Paulino Vieira, who was the band leader and one of the founders of Voz de Cabo Verde, one of the most prolific bands of Cabo Verde. They backed, I think, all important singers or musicians from that era. And, well, the next track we will hear is one from Paulino Vieira himself, because next to being a composer and a musician for other artists, he had, of course, his very own output, his own LPs that he produced. And this one is from his famous M'Cria Ser Poeta LP from the 70s. Fantastic track.
Thank you.
fantastic Paulino Vieira, the great artist who, together with his brother Toy Vieira and Eliseo Vieira, really had a profound impact on the music of Cabo Verde. He was also one of the producers of Cesaria Evora and of many other of the bands that made Cabo Verdean music famous around the world. And most of his albums and of the albums of Cabo Verdean music, for people who had the chance of buying them or going around on the flea markets and in Lisbon or in Portugal and buying albums of Cabo Verdean music, will probably have noticed that a lot of them are produced on the Morabeza Records label, based in the Netherlands, in Rotterdam to be more precise. And well, I promised to tell you a little bit more about the link between Cabo Verde and the Netherlands, and it is of course through that label mainly, which was Cabo Verde's first independent record label, and it was established in the 60s in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. And why there? Because Cabo Verdeans were very active in very active sailors and were very active working on ships and working on transportation, naval transportation and container ships and everything. And of course Rotterdam is the biggest port of Western Europe, so a lot of Cabo Verdeans they went through Rotterdam or went to Rotterdam on ships and as crews of large tankers. And so a large Cabo Verdean community was established in the Netherlands and in Rotterdam during the 60s and during the 70s, and it was there that especially in the period when Cabo Verde was still under Portuguese colonial rule and where certain music like Funana was prohibited, that they started recording all of their albums in Rotterdam through Dutch sound engineers. And it's actually a very fascinating history, the history of Morabeza Records. There is a fantastic documentary that can be seen on YouTube, I think, about this label and about the impact it had on Cabo Verdean music. And well, in the Netherlands as well, they did a terrific job in digitalizing all of the catalog of Morabeza Records and in archiving all of the tracks that were recorded in Rotterdam during that period. So there is a very big archive. There is a lot of information about these Cabo Verdean musicians and their music that is available online and that you should definitely check if you want to know more about the history of Cabo Verdean music. As you will have noticed also in the former track by Paulino Vieira, is that the synthesizer is quite a popular instrument in Cabo Verde. And it is, well, especially in Funana music, you hear the most crazy, psychedelic, synthesized music that is ever played. And there is this fantastic compilation also on Analog Africa that you should definitely check if you want to know more about this psychedelic wave of synthesizer music in Cabo Verde, which is Space Echo. And one of the things that is explained in the liner notes is that there is this legend about a freight container full of synthesizers that that was lost in the sea and that that was found ashore of one of the Cabo Verdean islands, and they distributed all the synthesizers to the musicians, and that's why you hear so many synthesizers being played in Cabo Verdean music. I don't know if it's true, but it's a nice story, and to a certain extent it explains why the synthesizer is so popular. So the next tracks that I've selected as by other groups that really made prolific use of the synthesizer, which is Tulipa Negra, fantastic Funana band from Cabo Verde, and Pedrinho, who is also a fantastic musician, both with very heavy synthesizers and psychedelic sounds, and sometimes it even sounds like you're listening to trance music or some other kind of electronic music, but it's basically just an overdrive synthesizer with a very psychedelic melody in it.
Contra cubana ruanda mostra buña de zona, te chita terrible, la pieza más rico a mí.
cu bona ruanta, mostra buia de zona. Deși canta ritmo, că piesa mă tipu amic. Mi sirven vira capataz, capataz vira sirve. La diriba na ya trabaj, chef de grande gosta de mi. Mi sirven vira capataz, capataz vira sirve. Corpo está bem disposto, minha barriguinha já vira grande. Lá na casa que tem problema, minha ministra que um gordi. Minha corpo está bem disposto, minha barriguinha já vira grande. Lá na casa que tem problema, minha ministra que um gordi.
Oi, 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 já branco já.
end this musical journey, I have selected two more tracks from Cabo Verde, one from Bulimundo from their fantastic LP Batuco, which brings us to the fourth popular genre of music in Cabo Verde, which is the Batuco. And it's from their LP from the 70s, Batuco, Música Popular de Cabo Verde. The track itself is called Batuco, which is actually a musical genre where percussion is very important. And as you will hear in this track, you have a very frenetic rhythm, very fast, very consistent from that track. And we will end with a fantastic Funana track by Armando, backed by the Conjunto Africa Star from Cabo Verde, with the fantastic synthesizer solos, which are so typical for Cabo Verdean music. Well, I hope you enjoyed this show, and well, of course, in no way this is an exhaustive list of must listen to tracks. I mean, all of these countries could have a radio show on their own, and my idea was just to give you a first impression and a little taste. And well, I hope that a lot of people after this will start looking out for other tracks, or going more in depth into the musical history of all these fascinating countries. And I wish you all a pleasant discovery and a lot of nice musical finds. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Quero 500 lá no 90 lá no. Você... Thank you. opmerkzame antilopen. Lang geleden leefde in een bos bij de Indiase stad Varanasi een prachtige en intelligente antilope die alleen fruit at dat van de bomen viel en geen andere levende wezens kwaad wilde doen. In hetzelfde deel van het bos hield zich een jager op die volledig in tegenstelling daarmee zijn brood verdiende door de dieren van het bos te doden. De sluwe jager had ontdekt dat hij in de takken van de grote fruitbomen een stellage kon bouwen en dieren kon spietsen als die bij het fruit kwamen eten dat was gevallen. De dieren zouden dan niet op hun hoede zijn, want ze waren eraan gewend om op de grond naar vijanden te kijken en niet in de boom. De jager vond een sepaniboom waarvan de rijpe vruchten net begonnen te vallen en hij zag dat er verse antilopensporen waren rond de boom en andere bewijzen dat daar een dier naar voedsel zocht. De jager vond het een goede plek om een van zijn stellages te bouwen. Hij haalde de noodzakelijke benodigdheden, klom in de boom en bouwde een stellage op een gedeelte dat volgens hem goed aan het zicht van de dieren onttrokken werd. Maar de jager de gelegenheid gaf om zijn speer naar het doel te werpen. Hij bouwde de stellage zodanig dat hij rechtop kon staan en met alle kracht zijn speer kon gooien zonder zijn evenwicht te verliezen. De jager wiste zorgvuldig alle sporen uit die aangaven dat hij daar hard aan het werk was geweest. En de volgende ochtend kwam hij heel vroeg voor zonsopgang en nam zijn plaats op de stevige stellage in. Hij moest heel lang wachten, maar zijn geduld werd beloond. Door de bomen heen zag hij een antilope op de sepani toe lopen. Het was dezelfde antilope die daar ook de voorgaande dagen was geweest. Ze vond het zoete, rijpe fruit van de sepani heerlijk en had er al verschillende jaren van. Bij het naderen van de boom viel haar een ongewone geur op. Niet de geur van het rijpe fruit, maar een lichte geur van wat wel eens een mens kon zijn. Ze bleef stokstijf staan en liep niet verder. De jager zag dat ze stilhield en vroeg zich af wat er aan de hand kon zijn. Hij wachtte een tijdje en de antilope bleef op dezelfde plek staan om uit te vinden of het de geur van een mens was die ze geroken had. De antilope was voor de jager te ver weg om zijn speer te kunnen werpen, dus hij besloot om de antilope dichter naar de boom te lokken. Hij pakte wat rijpe vruchten van de sepani en gooide ze voorzichtig in de richting van de antilope. Dat was voor de antilope meer dan voldoende om er zeker van te zijn dat er iets mis was. En met haar uitstekende gezichtsvermogen ontdekte ze dat zich achter de bladeren van de boom een mens schuilhield. Ze besloot om de draak te steken met de dwaasheid van de jager. Ze zei: "Grote sepaniboom, dit is heel ongebruikelijk. Normaal gesproken valt je fruit altijd recht op de grond, maar vandaag komt het naar me toe gevlogen. Gewoonlijk vallen de vruchten heel onregelmatig, maar vandaag vallen er bijna tegelijkertijd 3 naar beneden, hoewel het niet waait. Geweldige boom, omdat je je niet meer gedraagt als een boom, zal ik vandaag niet onder jouw takken eten, maar zal ik op zoek gaan naar een boom die zich wel als boom gedraagt." Ze draaide zich om en wilde weglopen. De jager was woedend dat hij zo werd bespot en stond op van zijn stellage, wierp zijn speer die 3 meter voor het doel neerkwam. "Maak dat je wegkomt, je weet me vandaag te ontsnappen, maar een volgende keer zal mijn speer wel doorraken," zo schreeuwde hij haar toe. De antilope draaide zich nog 1 keer om met de woorden: "Jager, misschien moet je nog eens goed nadenken over je manier van leven. Iedereen die door dit soort bedrog, iedereen die dit soort bedrog uithaalt om de zachtaardige dieren van het bos te doden, zal uiteindelijk een erg wrede beloning opstrijken. Ik zou mijn daden van vandaag nog maar eens overdenken.